This is special primary night news on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Good evening. The polls are now closed in the primaries in five congressional districts across New York State. One hard-fought fight has been in New York's redrawn 13th congressional district in northern Manhattan and parts of the Bronx, where Congressman Charles Rangel is seeking to represent the Democratic Party in November in his bid for a 23rd term. He's in a rematch against State Senator Adriano Espaillat, who Rangel defeated by just 1,000 votes in 2012. We're checking in with both campaigns' election night headquarters. WNYC's Bridget Bergen is at Rangel's at an affordable housing project in East Harlem. Bridget, what's the mood there?
Hi, Amy. Well, people, I think, are cautiously optimistic. It's definitely a party scene. The music's been going for a couple hours. There's tables covered in steaming food, at least 13 television cameras set up, and red, white, and blue balloons that are suspended up above the stage. Rangel's not expected to arrive at the event until after 10 o'clock, but people say they feel good. Not great, but they're feeling good.
You were at some polling sites today. What did you hear from voters?
It was a quiet day. You know, this is a primary election in June. It's not the time of year that voters are used to coming out. And at this point, when I spoke to the Board of Elections, they said that the turnout has been steady, but they're not expecting the numbers to be high. More interesting, they said is in 2012, one of the issues with this race was that it took a long time to tally the results. That's not going to happen in the same way tonight, because they're going to be pulling the results straight from those electronic memory devices that are in the machines. So hopefully we'll get the results a little bit sooner than we did 2 years ago.
WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez is with the Espaillat campaign in Inwood. Sarah, Espaillat was just 1,000 votes shy of being the first Dominican American in Congress in 2012. What are supporters saying will be different tonight?
They think because of redistricting, they think that they're going to have a better shot this time around. They say that the Dominican population is growing. It's not just in Inwood and Washington Heights anymore. And so they think their chances are going to be a little bit higher this year.
I understand there's an Espaillat campaign song. Tell me about it, and what effect does it have on supporters?
There is an Adriano Espaillat song. It was composed by his family when he ran for his very first campaign for district leader years ago, and they've just been changing the dates and a couple words here and there. And I have to tell you, it is a incredibly catchy song. Even the reporters are dancing. We're trying not to, but we can't really help it. And it's kind of turning into a little bit of a block party here. We're on a street in Inwood. There are ice cream trucks walking by, people with tambourines, dancing, singing, making up their own little Adriano Espaillat song.
All right, I'm not going to ask you to sing that song just yet, Sarah. Bridget, you had mentioned the problems with the 2012 tallying. There were also problems at the polls. Thousands of people had to vote on paper ballots. Have you heard anything about any problem with polling sites today and machines?
You know what, Amy, when I spoke with the Board of Elections Executive Director, Mike Ryan, he said there were not those issues with machines as we've heard in elections in the past. He said he's been out at poll sites since, you know, they've opened this morning. He resolved one, what he called, communication issue between some poll workers, but that the machine issues that we've heard about in the past have not been an issue. And hopefully at this point we will hear results sooner, because they've taken away this manual counting step that they've used in the past when the poll site closes, election workers had to write the results. At this point, the information is going to be uploaded electronically, so we will avoid that possibility for human error. The only thing that could cause a problem is if there was a problem with the technology. But hopefully we will get results earlier than we did in years past.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen with Charles Rangel's campaign headquarters. Also, WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez joining us from Adriano Espaillat's headquarters in Inwood.